Welcome back to Silverlight TV. I'm John Papa, and today we've got a special guest, Karina Black, who's on for her design tips series.
Yes.
How you doing, Karina?
I'm good. I'm super excited.
Great. And today we've got three quick tips.
Yep.
So basically in 20 to 30 minutes, we're going to teach developers and designers everywhere how to create icons, splash screens, and to solve the gradient problems.
Yes. And we're going to focus on phone applications, but this stuff definitely applies elsewhere as well. So should we go ahead and just get started?
I think we should. Why not?
Okay. Fantastic. So the first thing I want to talk about is the icons. And what I want to show you today is how to use Expression Design, a really fabulous tool, a photograph, and MAD tracing skills to create icons for the phone's start page and application tiles.
So what's cool about this technique, too, is you don't have to have a lot of design experience or skills. I'm not artistic, and I can do this.
So exactly.
I think this is really going to be impressive.
Yeah, so that is the really great thing about this. So let me talk just a little bit about what you're seeing on the screen here. I've taken a photograph of a shopping bag, as you can see. It's a lovely shopping bag. So let's imagine.
She's a great photographer.
That's not one of my best skills, clearly. So let's imagine that this application is a shopping application. Mm-hmm. And you do want to start with like a solid concept. You know, for shopping, it might be something like money.
Sure.
First thing that came to mind. Or, you know, maybe a shopping cart. I thought of a shopping bag. So I just simply snapped a shot of this shopping bag. And what I did after doing that is I used this import image command and brought it into Expression Design, as you're seeing here. Yep, super easy. The next thing I have here are two icons or graphics. They're actually templates that I'm going to use to help me position the icon once I create it using the vector paths you'll see here in a minute.
Okay. And those are the ones that come with the phone. They're sized to what the phone is looking for.
Exactly. So you get these actually with these exact icons that you're seeing here with the Visual Studio and the Blend project templates.
Right.
So I pulled them out and I did the same thing basically. I imported them and placed them on the design surface here. Again, for templating purposes. So let me go ahead and just, this is actually, it's super fun, super fast, super easy. Let's just walk through the process of creating our icon. So I'm going to select the pen tool, drop my first point. I'm going to make it a little bit more interesting.
So with the pen tool, you just click on different points to bend the line, basically.
Exactly. Give it a little bit of shape. I'm going to get rid of the fill, and I'm going to set a stroke on it so I can see the line that I'm creating.
We're actually like tracing it then and just make the stroke bigger. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm using this image as a stencil, and as you can see, it's really easy to do, and this really is the simplistic style that you'll see here in a moment.
That's okay. You haven't connected the two different.
Yeah, I'm definitely okay. I could connect them if I wanted. I just find this to be a little bit faster, and it, as you'll see here in a moment.
I also notice that you don't have to be exact either. It's not like you're going to use this image when you're done. You're going to use
exactly
what you're drawing.
Exactly. So I'm going to select the V tool. I've hit the V key on my keyboard. I'm trying to explain what I'm doing so it's not a complete mystery.
Exactly.
Here. And then I'm going to just simply copy and paste that path for the handle that I've mm-hmm. just created. Hit the V key again. I'm going to position it close to where I want for the second handle. Then I'm going to hit the A key so I can select these individual points.
So V lets you select the whole object. A lets you select the individual points.
Exactly.
And there's also icons in the upper left-hand corner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I really do like keyboard shortcuts.
Me too.
So I'll just move these down a little bit. I think I have the handles the way that I want them.
Sure.
So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to just control A to select all of the points that I've just created. Mm-hmm. I have these other layers that you see here locked. As you can see, there's these little locks. I can lock them in place, so I'm not selecting those. Then I'm going to eliminate the stroke by selecting the stroke and this little red line box.
Okay.
Then I'm going to fill all of these strokes with white. So now you can see my bag's coming together.
It kind of looks like a bag.
Kind of looks like a bag, right? Super easy to create. So I'm going to select all again, hit the V key so that I can resize this. And what I'm going to do is use those templates that I just talked about a moment ago
mm-hmm.
to size and position my icon elements.
Because you had them all selected, you're easily able to just move it over. You could have copy and pasted too and then
exactly.
resized.
So again, I'm just going to copy and paste, Control C, Control V.
Now, does the perspective on that stay the same, or do you have to hold the Control key down to do that?
I'm actually holding the Shift key. That's a really good point.
Right.
Yeah, holding the Shift key as I'm dragging on one of those corner boxes.
Otherwise, your object could get distorted.
Exactly. and I definitely don't want that. I do want it to look consistent between the two different icons. And I'm kind of eyeing it here. I'm not being absolutely precise. I would obviously be more precise in a production quality
sure.
icon set that I was doing.
And nobody's going to blow up your phone tile icon 17 sizes.
Exactly. So the next thing I want to talk about is I have these border elements. Let me just turn them on. I've hidden them. You didn't see anything when I turned them on? Actually, I've just turned them on now. Yes, I have the 173 border and the 62 border.
Okay.
I've selected it. Now you see it. It's I have a transparent border and a transparent fill. The reason I have these there at all is because I'm going to use those when I export these images that I'm creating mm-hmm. to make sure that the size is appropriate. And I want right. them to be transparent because I want to create a transparent PNG. So let's
those select. Borders are just actually a rectangle you drew.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. I'm sorry. I should have done that.
And you just named them 62 border and 173 border.
Exactly. So I could have what I could have done is I could have drawn over the top of this shape, and I absolutely have to be precise. I mean, you should as well. So I would have
It says 172 and a half.
Yeah.
So you just type 170. Yeah, don't be screwing around with the mouse trying to do that.
Exactly. So it's just easier to type in the numbers to be precise. Mm-hmm. And you actually, once you draw your rectangle out, you're going to want to uncheck this link icon.
So it doesn't adjust both.
Yeah. So they don't adjust proportionately. You can adjust them independently.
Gotcha.
So that's what I would have done, but I already had it in place. So I'm just going to delete that element that I've just created.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to select the arrow key, and I'm going to mouse, so click and drag over all of the arrows, the elements for my start page icon, and I'm going to right click on it, and I'm going to say export.
Which gets you everything, that all the paths that created your bag and that border. On the outside.
Okay. Exactly. I want to export it as a PNG. I want to make sure that only the selected objects are included in my export. I want it to be transparent. I want the size to be 173. These are actually in the design guidelines. I know it. I know it seems a little arbitrary, but they are supposed to be 173 by 173, mm-hmm. and you can size that very quickly here at the export dialog, as you see. I'm going to simply replace the existing images with these images. I know the background .png that you see here is my start page icon, so I'm just going to select that.
And if you keep them with the same names and the same folders they're in, you don't have to worry about hooking it up into your project anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's a really nice thing. I'm just going to quickly do the exact same thing here with the application icon. PNG transparent 62 by 62. The name for this one is
the application icon one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Export, replace. Then let's go over to our project so we can take a look at this in action.
Okay.
I'm just simply going to build. This is a really boring project. It's the default one that you get when you, one of the default ones that you get when choosing one of the project templates in Visual Studio or Blend.
Right.
So I click the...
Hey, look. We've got this awesome shopping bag.
There's our shopping bag icon. I have a little glitch in my emulator. It should actually, because I made it a transparent PNG, be picking up the pink background, which is the user-specified accent
okay.
color. It's just a little glitch. If I do pin it to my start tile, you'll see that it actually does work appropriately. And if I were to put this on the phone, it would work appropriately. So it will work appropriately for you.
Well, so you're saying it'll work appropriately on the phone in both pages?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. It's just...
Just not in the emulator.
Some little glitch in my emulator.
Okay.
Okay. So just a couple of other quick points. This is actually the recommendation when you are creating like a start page and application tile mm-hmm. icons for your applications in Windows Phone. There are cases where you are going to want to brand your icons, so maybe you want to incorporate into the background like some sort of branded color, or use your particular organization's icon or logo or branding, whatever that may be.
Right.
So just some other things to keep in mind.
So if you work for Amazon, for example, you write the Kindle app, you might want it to look like the Kindle branding.
Exactly.
But this is the recommended with the Metro style.
It is, yes.
Okay.
So that it picks up the nice, the user-specified accent color in the background, which is nice, as you can see.
And it looks like it's part of the app that way, too. Which
it
is
does.
Kind of nice, part of the phone.
Definitely. So, so now let's really quickly, I love this as well, take a look at the process of creating kind of a seamless splash screen experience with your application.
Seamless splash screen. Say that 3 times fast.
It's really hard. So what I have here is this weather application that I've been creating, and I have, as you'll see when I hit F5, you'll see the splash screen. It's gray with a clock type icon on the front. And as the application loads and you see the progress from the application, mm-hmm. it really doesn't flow very nicely. It's not horrible by any means. I mean, you get it by default with the project template.
Those 2 seconds that you're waiting for the app to come up, it'd be nice to...
It'd be nice to have a more seamless experience.
Not have a little clock, yeah.
Exactly, something that color-wise maybe works with your application. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to show you how to do that. This is just a quick and dirty way to do it. You could go far more complex, but this is just something that you might want to consider.
And just like the tile icons for your app and for the project there, those two tile icons, this background also comes with the project.
It does.
So you can just grab that as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Exactly, yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to run my application again, and I'm going to take a screenshot after the application itself loads with that little progress indicator while the data is loading in the background. Take a screenshot of that, and then I'm going to go into Expression Design, and I'm going to clean it up a little bit and then re-export the splash screen in the form that I want it. So let's just go ahead and do that. I'm hitting F5.
And if you're really worried about aesthetics, you'd make sure when it ran, it had sunny days on it.
I would. So we're in Seattle, though.
Not rainy, snowy days.
I know. Okay, so this is another way that you can bring images into Expression Design. I just simply use the screenshot screen capture feature.
Okay, so you press screen cap.
On this particular computer, I press function, and then there's like a print screen button, so that's what I did to take the screenshot. And the really cool thing about Expression Design is you can either import an image, or I can just Control V to paste the image, supposedly. Control V. Let's just go back. Let me take one more screenshot here. I'm just going to run my application one more time. Not that one.
Oh, yeah, we want the weather app.
I want my weather app. My weather has a lovely shopping bag. Okay. Now let's go back to Expression Design, paste it in place. So as you can see, I have the screenshot that I've just captured.
It's the whole screen. Yep.
The whole screen. So I do want to call attention to the fact that you do need to resize your emulator. You need to ensure that your emulator is running at 100% size when you're capturing these
Good
screenshots.
Point.
Because you want to capture, it's required. Well, I mean, I think it just aesthetically you're going to want to do it. You want to capture it at 480 by 800. I didn't do that just for, you know, time issues. So keep that in mind when you're doing this yourself. So what I want to do is I want to clean this image up a little bit right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to select this rectangle because I don't want these progress indicator dots there in my splash screen. I want to just to make sure that everything aligns perfectly when the actual application loads and you see the progress indicators. So I've drawn a rectangle over the top of those, and I'm going to go to this little eyedropper tool here, and I can select colors from anywhere on the background image, and of course I want them to disappear into the background, so I'm going to select the blue that you see here.
And because it's all one color, it's easy in this case.
Exactly, yeah, it could be a little bit more difficult if I had tons of colors in here, for sure, absolutely. I would be more precise. You can see there's this border here. I captured the screenshot in an inopportune moment. I would normally retake the screenshot or clean that up. I'm not going to do that right now.
Right, that's the panoramic background.
Exactly. Yeah, kind of animating into place. So, so what I am going to do now is I'm going to just quickly take us to...
So the best thing to do would have been to either retake the shot or to fix the panoramic background so it started at like -1. And exceeded it, so it got rid of the border for you.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a really good idea,
okay.
Definitely. So I have this image that I've captured at 100%. Mm-hmm. Let me get rid of these elements so you're not distracted by them, because I'm distracted by them.
I think it's an important thing as you're doing this to point out that all these images, you're not getting rid of them, you're just hiding them, and you're using the same designer surface to do all this.
Yep. Yeah, Expression Design's pretty powerful. It's really a great tool to use. So I'm selecting now this image or this rectangle, kind of like before.
Mm-hmm.
I've already placed a rectangle on the design surface.
It's 480 by 800.
480 by 800. And it has a border. I'm going to get rid of the border. And I've positioned my screen capture underneath it after doing, you know, after applying, you know, like making those progress indicator blocks disappear.
Right.
All of those elements underneath it precisely. So I want to make sure that it's like the corner, everything aligns perfectly. And I think, you know, in production quality, you definitely want to be very, you know, precision matters. So I would check every single corner on the image.
And how are you doing that zoom into that spot real quick?
I'm hitting the Control key and the space bar, and it brings up the magnifying tool.
Okay.
And if I hit Control Alt and space, then it brings up the Zoom out?
Zoom out, okay.
Looking for the word.
I know, we just do these keystrokes and then
we
forget
what
we're doing. She just does this.
It's magic. So, yes, that's what I did. So the next thing that I'm going to do to prepare my image for export, my splash screen for export, is I'm going to select these two elements, my background image and that rectangle. And I'm going to go to Object, Clipping Path, Make with Top. And as you can see, I have a splash screen that I'm going to use here in a moment.
So can you undo that real quick and
yes.
just show that one more time?
Yes.
So you've got your image. What are you selecting at this point?
So I'm selecting my border.
Okay. Which is
element.
Basically just a no-stroke, no-fill rectangle.
Exactly. Sized at 480 by 800. Mm-hmm. Exactly the size that I need. And I'm also selecting that back, you know,
your
that screenshot image that I've cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case, I would actually also include that rectangle that I created to hide the progress indicators.
Right, right.
So you could do that as well. I don't have that in this image. But you would include that as well. And place them all behind your rectangle that you have, the transparent rectangle that's 480
sure.
by 800. Select all of them. Go to Object, Clipping Path, Make with Top. And everything disappears except the image.
Gotcha.
Then you can right-click on it. Choose Export. This needs to be a JPEG. Select the JPEG option, 80% quality. It needs to be 480 by 800, so I'm going to make sure that it's sized appropriately. I want it to be 100%. I'm going to simply replace the existing image.
And again, this is in your project. You'll have, in addition to the application icon and background, there's a, what's it called, splash screen?
Yeah, exactly. Let me show you here.
Splash screen image.
So I've selected that. And then I'm going to select Export, Replace, and let's go back to Blend and rerun our application. And we'll see that it looks a lot more seamless and smooth,
and
much
it just
better.
Exports the clipping path
it
area.
It didn't work. I must have selected the wrong folder. Yes, it does. Let me just save this to the desktop.
Saved
I want to show
place,
you that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let me do this one more time.
Because we export
100%. I'm just going to save it to the desktop so I can place it wherever I want and not lose it. Okay, export.
Okay.
Let's go to my desktop. Here's my image.
Mm-hmm. And we can see it's the right size.
It is the right size. I'm going to copy it and paste it in place here. Go to Blend, and let's just try this. This could have been the problem. I may need to clean it, and rebuild. That could very well be the problem. All right.
That's the problem when you have demos with multiple versions on your computer.
I know. Well, that's interesting. I can show you the image. I'm actually not sure why that didn't work, because there is the image.
It's
labeled appropriately. In theory, it should work.
Yeah, I've seen it go there. So, yeah, maybe in the emulator, if we uninstall it and reinstall it, maybe it's being cached somewhere.
That could very well be. So. Yeah, that could very well be.
But that's how you do it. And you can see right here, that is the image. If you look at the screen, that's
yeah.
the splash screen image we just created. And you can see we recorded this June 1st, so.
Yes, so.
Okay. So in 10 minutes, we've seen how to create application icons.
Mm-hmm.
And in 10 minutes, we've seen how to create background icons real quick.
Yep.
Background images. For splash screens.
Splash screens, yep, that will seamlessly integrate with your overall experience. The last thing that I want to show you has to do with images with gradients that band.
I've heard a lot of people complain about how do I deal with gradients with Windows Phone. So you're going to resolve that problem for everybody.
I am. I have a solution that can work in many cases. It doesn't work in every case. It can oftentimes improve the quality quite a bit, and in some cases make the problem look imperceptible. You really have to experiment with it, but at least there is an option to experiment with.
Okay.
So I will show you that. And the example that we have on screen now has a series of radial gradients, as you can see.
Yep, if they zoom in on that, they can definitely see the, the radial there, the circles.
Yeah, you're seeing all these concentric circles. That's definitely not, that wasn't my intent. My intent was for this nice, smooth, you
I
know,
thought it was kind of pretty,
transition.
All right.
From the center of, you know, the highlight color all the way to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that you can fix this is to, I'm in Photoshop right now.
Okay.
This is one tool that allows me to do this kind of this add noise effect on my images. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to select this highlights layer. Let me just turn it off real quickly so you can see. That's the area with the problem, is this area that's called highlights with these radial gradients in it. So I'm going to select that layer, and then I'm going to go to this filter menu. I'm going to select noise. I'm going to select add noise. And I'm going to play with the level of noise that I'm going to add. Let's just make it like 30. So it adds like this visual noise to the UI. And I'm just going to control Z so you can see the difference between the after adding the noise and the before.
So here we got the concentric circles, and then now we've got the noise, which is like speckled dots.
Yeah,
instead.
It is, which is still kind of interesting. And when I actually run the application, so you get, it's not exactly the same as you may have intended, but if you really feel that you need these kind of gradients, it is kind of a way that you can improve the quality. I think this is a better effect than the banding effect. So I would recommend exploring this kind of approach. So I'm going to save this. And I'm going to show you it in action in the actual application. I'm going to save it as a PNG, replacing the old one that I have in there. And let's just run our application. This one will have the splash screen that I've designed, I promise you.
There it is.
Ta-da. I actually placed the splash screen in the wrong folder. I just realized that right now.
Oh, good.
This was the folder that I didn't intend to place it in that I did. So so this is my application running. And as you can see, like the effect without the banding is much better than it was with the banding that we saw
over
here.
It's more of a faded look now instead.
Yeah. It's still quite nice looking, as you can see.
Well, I've seen sometimes people do, too, where instead of doing a like light blue to dark blue in a gradient, what they'll do is they'll just use like a lighting effect, where they'll have like a light color kind of streaming down, not gradient in any way, just a light color at the top and then have the blue at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And that kind of works too.
Yeah, you can do that, and if you do run into issues with that as well, you can experiment with this add noise type effect, because there are cases where I've done that exact same thing and I still kind of see a little bit of banding. It entirely depends on the particular image and the colors that you're using.
Sure.
So you experiment, and this is just one method that you can use to experiment and improve the quality of your applications.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So great. We showed three really good tips, and we've got plenty more in the bag that we're going to be coming out with. We'll leave those for a later date, but for now, I hope you all enjoyed these tips and you can put them to good use, and we'll point you to Karina's blog, and hopefully she can shed some more light in the future.
Yeah, I'll put these templates up there as well, this design template, so you can actually use it and maybe play with it.
Great. Hey, thanks
nice
for coming on.
Point. Thank you.
Thank you all for watching Silver Lake TV.
Thank you.